This is a fucking hilarious thing. I think this is it.
Boy, Charleston White, you was a bitch, boy. That nigga said he was with him. He was with him. Man, I stayed with my older cousins. Motherfucker went to point and who did what, who. Man, we was about to whoop your ass when you come back down here from telling. Your ass, you had, I can see you had a soft upbringing. That video I seen was just so funny. The nigga.
It's kind of interesting when it's kind of interesting that this nigga is saying that T.I.'s son, right? That T.I.'s son is saying that Charleston White had an easy upbringing. King, listen, I don't want to beef with you, right? Yeah, by the way, T.I.'s son, King, he's like a little gangster, bro. Like, he definitely a branch off his daddy's tree. Like, he kind of out there with it, you know what I mean? He's a stepper. You get what I mean? Now, here's the thing about what's happening now. We're seeing rappers' kids grow up. And by the way, obviously, and you know, shit, I even talked to T.I. when he was talking about the Reggie Nate thing, right? And these rappers are really protective over their kids, as most parents would be. Except, you know what I mean? And I won't say, definitely not in the case of, like, Reggie Nate. Like, she's not doing nothing, you know what I mean? But, like, in the case of, like, say, a King, people are looking at these kids to say, yo, bro, we're not believing certain things from you based on the fact that your dad is a famous rapper who has been living a privileged life. So a lot of people have been kind of like trying to call out like T.I.'s son, Boosie's son, just like, yo, bro, y'all grew up on like acres and mansions and having maids and people at your beck and call. We don't think y'all are steppers and willing to throw it away and shoot it up, bang, bang, like street niggas. So that's what I believe the first comment was from Charleston White. But of course, you know, you're going to spice up with some jokes. This is how T.I.'s son reacted. And it led into some other shit because Charleston White.
Yeah.
Charleston White. Look at this shit.
And he going to jail again. And he ain't grew up tough like his daddy. Little yellow motherfucker got a big mouth with some pink lips. Yeah, he got some highly unusual white woman shaped pink lips, but he got a big mouth like the front of a platypus. Yeah, so he a funny looking little yellow motherfucker with that long hair with that blonde at the end of it.
I told you this nigga could do comedy, right? Like I told y'all, right?
Yeah, he look more like Tiny. He do Tip. Yeah, and he going to jail again. He ain't grew up tough like his daddy. Him and little Tootie Raw should be the new Salt and Pepper group. Yeah. So they buddies, they hang together, they going to jail together. Yeah, they might as well be the new Salt and Pepper. Yeah, they make for, they're a cute little couple though. They're black and yellow motherfucker.
Yo.
Yeah, little motherfucker fucking with me. Yeah. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, he needs to be in an R&B singing group. Put his hair in the ponytail and let it sit on top of his head like one of them buns I used to do my daughter. Get his eyebrows arched. Get him a nose ring and put him in an R&B group.
I keep saying this nigga's comedian. All right, so anyway. T.I. responded. T.I., Charleston White. And T.I. was not playing. Okay? We had Big T.I. who was, he was perplexed and perturbed, to say the least. Okay? Let me see if I can pull it up. Let's see if we can pull it up. T.I. Now I'm going to put T.I. response to. I think this is it.
Yeah, the man T.I.P. the King.
I ain't finna say no name. I don't play police game. If I go to jail, it's going to be for something.
Holy.
I don't play no police game, man. I don't play no police game. I don't play no internet game. I don't do none of that, bruh. Bruh. Just know as you move around, man. Man, nigga, life is real, bruh. This shit ain't no motherfucking joke. This shit ain't no motherfucking joke. Don't play with me. And don't play with mine. Say what you want about me. Leave my motherfucking children out your motherfucking face, boy. Then whatever grown man fix their face to talk about a fucking child, use a whole nigga. Nigga, come deal with the daddy. Come deal with the daddy, man.
Hey, 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 hey. Top of the top, top of the top. Everybody, it brings me great honor and pleasure, all right, to introduce to you what was formerly Bankhead Seafood. I gonna build it with y'all, and we got this.
All right, anyway, okay. So that's what he said. That's what he said, right? Then Charleston White responded. So I guess, like, he wanted to get on the phone with Charleston White. This is fucking comedy. Here's this. Let me see. Where is that? Is it this? Nah, it's this right here.
Motherfucker, nigga.
Here we go.
Well, nigga, you ain't no comedian. Okay, if I ain't no comedian, nigga, then handle it like I ain't no comedian, nigga.
So he's talking. So him and T.I. get on the phone. He's recapping the conversation with that he got on the phone with T.I.
Bitch ass nigga. Yeah, yeah. Deal with me like I ain't no comedian. If I ain't no comedian, yeah, that's what I told T.I. bitch ass nigga. Yeah, nigga. You ain't dictating nothing. Not this conversation, nigga. I'm the big dog talking, nigga. You the one trying to get understanding, right, daddy? Well, guess what, bitch ass nigga? I ain't trying to get now nor give a nigga one. So fuck you and your pussy, Tip. That's exactly what I just told a nigga on the phone. Now get on there and tell him that, nigga. Get on there and tell him that, nigga. I ain't scared of now one of you rap niggas think you're tough. Send somebody to crash out. I already got reports on you. You ain't got no family members or nobody that'll crash out. And you ain't never want to fight, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Nigga, I done already pulled your resume, Clifford. And whoever that nigga was you had on the phone trying to tell me I ain't no comedian. Bitch ass nigga, I get paid $10,000 for a set, nigga. Now, can you buy that? Yeah, I might be the police. And guess what? They asked me, man, you gonna put Tip's son in jail? I said, no, I ain't gonna get him. I ain't gonna get him. When I stepped to his bitch ass daddy, he ain't have all that tough shit in his voice. Nigga, you ain't no millionaire nigga ready to crash out and go to no motherfucking me 23-hour lockdown, nigga. Taking that motherfucking COVID vaccination shot in prison or in jail, nigga. Stop talking tough trying to sell that shit to the people, nigga. You a straight up pussy, nigga. When your homeboy Phil got killed, nigga, your bitch ass got on the stand, nigga, went to buying gun. Oh, I was buying gun because I was scared. Nigga, I got them same goddamn guns, nigga. And I ain't buy them because I was scared. I buy them because I like them and I can legally buy them and carry them, nigga. I don't give a fuck about you, whoever that bitch ass nigga you had on the phone with you, or your little ugly ass 18-year-old grown ass son. He ain't no motherfucking kid, nigga. Dope fiend ass boy. That's a grown ass 18-year-old boy that'll get a life sentence or a death sentence, nigga. Fuck you talking about. He ain't no motherfucking kid. Fuck you talking about. That motherfucker sent a threat to me. And you should be talking to that little stupid bitch, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. And fuck how whoever feel about what I'm saying, nigga. Come throw your life away about it, nigga. Because I'm going to get rich off of it. They going to want to have interviews, nigga. You goddamn right I got a motherfucking phone conversation with T.I. talking about, nigga, you a nigga, please. All them motherfucking accusations of where you drug little girls, nigga. You trying to call me a predator, nigga. And you got over 13, 14 girls, teenage girls, say you sticking your foot in they pussy. You sick-minded ass rapping, nigga. You sick in your motherfucking mind. Nigga, I've been working with kids for over 12 years, and I ain't never been accused of no predatory statements like that. But you have. You and your bitch, nigga. You and your bitch being accused, nigga, of violating the girl, nigga, giving them ecstasy pill, sticking your 9.5 long foot off of they pussies, nigga. Feet don't go in pussies.
Did he say 9.5 inch?
You and your bitch got caught with a Hard X pill at the motherfucking me LA shit that time. Nigga, you don't you remember?
One thing about Charleston White, he gonna know your criminal history, nigga.
Upstanding motherfucking citizen, nigga. When you rid of the motherfucking predatorial pervert, it's documents on you, boy. It ain't none on me, nigga. You beside your motherfucking self, you and your freak looking ass baby. DeMonte just went on motherfucking Earl the other day, said he going to jail. All to send him, but I ain't gonna send him. He gonna send his goddamn self, nigga. You pervert ass rapper. You pervert ass rapper. All them little girls say y'all were getting them drugs, sticking drugs in they pussies. Nigga putting them in that boosie, talking booty hole. Put the X pills in their booty hole, talking. That's you and them boys. Y'all been violating little girls for a long time, nigga. Now all of a sudden you want to talk to a real community activist, a nigga who really is a youth advocate, nigga. Your boy is talk to that stupid ass son of yours, nigga. You and your woman, nigga, just had an accusation. Just because they cleared it don't mean it didn't happen, boy. Many young girls accuse you and Tiny, nigga, Tiny Harris, of finger fucking, sucking, fucking, and humping, and pumping, and bumping. Remember, Pussy Pumper number one? You call yourself? You sang in a song, Pussy Pumper number one. You were pussy pumping them little girls on them drugs, nigga. You been accused of that, not me. So don't you ever fix your herpes. Remember that bump on side your goddamn mouth, nigga. That herpes mouth of yours, nigga. That herpes bump infested mouth of yours to get that bump on the side, on the top, nigga. You know what I'm talking about. Nigga, that mouth right there, don't you ever fix it, nigga, to ever say I'm a goddamn predator, nigga, and you've been accused of those type of things in your lifetime. Not me, brother. Not me, brother.
Goddamn.
Fuck you. And fuck what you stand for, nigga. I didn't know that was your goddamn restaurant when I came to that motherfucker, nigga. My people brought me there. But, nigga, we got right up out of there when we found it was yours. And guess what, nigga? I'm sparing your son. I'm sparing your son. Because I talked to the gang unit. And I said, nah, man, I ain't gonna get that little boy. He just talking. Saying they go jump me. Him and his gang, T.I., I can get him put in that motherfucking jailhouse with no bond, nigga. But only the strong can show compassion for the weak, nigga. And you and your boy weak, nigga. So I'm gonna show y'all some compassion. I ain't gonna do him like that. He got his whole life ahead of him. Got his whole motherfucking life ahead of him, nigga. It look like you behind him to fail. You ain't in front of him leading. You ain't in front of him leading, nigga. Ain't no way in the way my boy go behave like that. My boy the same age as your boy. My boy be 19 in a couple more weeks, nigga. But no motherfucking way in the world he gonna be publicly displaying this shame behavior.
Yo, Charleston White got kids?
Nigga, I done already done it, so he ain't got to do it. Fuck he doing what I done already done. Nigga, that's where you're failing at, nigga.
Okay, let me ask you a question, right? So Charleston White say, I think his whole defense is that, yo, I should be able to crack jokes on your son. Your son out here doing what he considers dumb shit. Should I be a thug? He's like, I should be able to crack jokes on him. He's a grown ass nigga. And T.I. is like, well, it's my son. No. And he's like, well, we talk about everybody else that, we talk about everybody else that does some certain stuff. Why can't we talk about your son? T.I., and by the way, even when I talk to him, I feel like his disposition is this. The family members of, like, these rappers are, like, protected. And I always say, like, it depends, right? Now, granted, maybe some of the name calling might be extra. But if T.I.'s son is online... And also, like, he's doing interviews. Like, let's be very clear. I've always said this. It's different if someone has a family member. It could be a son, a girlfriend, whatever. And she's trying to be a private citizen. She's not out here trying to solicit fame and attention. Talking about them or bringing up stuff that they're doing, that's a little bit whatever, right? But when you have somebody out here who's doing YouTube, they're making vlogs, They're on Instagram Live all the time. They're giving interviews. They're trying to be, and also they're rapping. They're trying to kind of be in this type of mix. Does them being like a legend son, like T.I.'s son, does that give them blanket immunity from ever being criticized? Yes or no? Does that give, because that's what we're seeing. Like, you know what I mean? Most of the conversation I had with T.I., even about the Reginae thing, it was just like, yo, like, well, Reginae just not one of them. Like, she protected, like, he kept using that word. It's like, she's protected by us. And I'm like, okay, I think I get it, right? And I think some people could just kind of, like, come away from that and just say, well, I think he's kind of also saying, well, not only she's different from many women who fit that whatever type of mold, but she's above certain type of scrutiny, even though, because this is when I was talking to T.I., I said, well, T.I., well, you guys use the word, the B word a lot to describe people. And his explanation was just kind of like, yeah, but that's for them other people, not for like her. And I was like, all right, I'll take it. Sure, whatever. I just didn't even care that much, bro. So I was just like, all right, you got it. But I think we're going to see this much often. King is someone who we're seeing blogs cover for getting arrested, for almost fighting. And you are going to have people comment on it. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering how T.I. is going to deal with that. Now, granted, Charleston White is always going to go crazy. But people are going to comment on his son. And I know there's this popular thing where everybody says, yo, keep the kids out of it. But if your kid is over 18, he's doing things that is public in nature, and he's also trying to pursue some type of fame, is it wrong if somebody comments on him? It's up to y'all. Y'all could dictate, or y'all could judge.
Selling this, you and Boosie, and we can't speak on it. You go, we can't speak on you celebrities now. Is that what it is? We can't speak on Jay-Z. We can't speak on Tyler Perry. We can't speak on y'all ugly kids and we think they ugly or y'all gonna hurt us now, huh? Well, I'm willing to be hurt for it, nigga. And I ain't got no police with me, nigga. But when I'm in Atlanta, I got some friends that hang with me and kick it with me that just so happen to be the police. Businessman, huh? But you took time to listen to me and what I'm saying. Your woman calling you. Nigga, women can't dictate when I go to the battlefield. My mama, my sister, my woman, my daughter, they don't dictate to me, nigga, when the drums start beating and I go to the battlefield. Cause they talking about my little old spoiled ass son. Cause my spoiled ass son going to jail and it's public. It's public. His behavior is public.
Right, anyway, T.I. responded back after that. By the way, Charleston White.
At home?
Charleston White was on a thing with our Funny Marco. Yeah, y'all fuck with Funny Marco or no?
No. I'm in my big pretty house. So what's wrong? Like, what we gotta do just to like to just let you, like, we just get off the internet. We just gotta pay. How much money we gotta pay you?
At least 10 million. Sorry, at least 10 million.
Like we gotta get you off the street. At like, least 10 million. Oh, well, a lot of shit.
Oh, but why y'all don't want to get the killers and the gangbangers off the streets?
I mean, I don't know. Listen, we're starting off with you right now.
Nah, I'm starting off with the killers, the gangbangers, and the rappers. I think the mothers would much rather me stay and the killers and the rappers go.
So how you fill out an application for the NYPD, the FBI?
I'm working for free. I'm a real life superhero.
That nigga said, I'm working for free. Yo, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This nigga is funny, bro. This nigga is funny, bro.
I'm working for free. I'm a real life superhero. Yeah, I'm a real life superhero.
Okay. So look, we're gonna, you know AT&T. Look, we're going to go to AT&T. We're going to get your iPhone. We're going to do that, right? We're going to start off with that.
I can buy 50 iPhones.
I didn't say you was broke.
But nah, man, listen. I'm representing the poor nigga. I'm representing the poor nigga. All them.
Yo, little baby. You and this nigga can't be both named the hero, nigga. Which one of y'all the real heroes?
Phone niggas. Niggas, please. If they go broke, they can't stay nowhere for free. Mm-hmm. Our phone niggas ain't hell of a niggas in the community. Android niggas is the niggas that's kicking niggas ass in the neighborhood. Android niggas is the niggas that's fucking all the hoes in the warehouse with the benefits on the job. Our phone niggas is weak niggas. Yeah, iPhone niggas can be tracked by their women. Their locations can be shared. They got a phone listening to them. I don't never want to be no iPhone nigga. Mm-hmm.
So what we got to do? So like New Year's, do we got like a plan? We just got to like, if you want, we can. You can head over to Facebook too. You can get off Instagram and head over to Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm one of them niggas got to be killed.
No.
Nigga like me just don't go away. Niggas like me got to be killed I'm so bad I got T.I. online talking. I done come up out the ghetto, got T.I. I got celebrities responding to me and I'm not even a celebrity. Nobody's been able to do this. No, so why would I quit now? Niggas got the King Von me. Niggas got the King Von me, man.
Listen, just go.
Nigga, I'm having too much goddamn fun. Nigga, hell, you think I'm gonna stop now? Man, nigga got the Nipsey Hustle me, baby. Hell no, fuck no. I'm on DMX myself. Yeah, I'm on DMX myself. Yeah. God damn it, but hey, I'm not stopping. I can't be stopped. Only way I stop if the casket drop.
Look, you still got time. Look, we gonna make you a Facebook account. Look, look. You gotta pick on people around your age though. That's what I'm saying.
My analytical data says 18 to 65 plus. So what that is from 18 to 65 plus. What the fuck they doing in my analytics? I'm not sending no invites. I don't send out invites.
So we gotta get you some pussy. Yo, chat.
Yo, can we get a poll real quick? I want a poll. Yo, put a poll in the YouTube chat and in the goddamn Twitch chat. Bro, is Charleston White a national treasure, bro? Like, nigga, I ain't gonna lie. This nigga's a 101, bro. I told you. Like, he gives me credit for it, though. But nigga, I told him. I'm saying, you gotta get into comedy, my nigga. Nigga, he's the only nigga. He's even cussed me out. And by the time I'm done laughing, nigga, I'm holding my stomach. Pause. Like, I'm like, damn, this nigga's funny, bro. This nigga's is a comedian. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie to you, Charleston White overtook me listening to WAC 100 every day. I used to listen to WAC 100 every, well, I still listen to WAC 100 every day, because he'd be on Clubhouse just bodying everybody with mental games. But this nigga is fucking jokes. Like, I'm sorry, nigga. He gets on live and give us a comedy special every fucking day, nigga. I'm sorry. Every fucking day, we get a comedy special by Charleston White. I'm sorry. This is great content.
Who you want? Can we get you a girl?
I want to die a martyr.
My medical records
say I'm homicidal and suicidal by ideation and preparation. That's what my medical records say.
What Instagram model do you want?
I want T.I. son in jail. That fucks a pussy. You nigga, I come 30 days straight. I'm walking around say, you know I'm the nigga put T.I. son in jail. Yeah, I'm the nigga got T.I. son in jail. And Boosie Boys one too. No. Fuck some pussy. I want to put rappers in jail. There's nothing more pleasurable than walking around with a heart on, knowing you the nigga got rapping niggas scared to mention your name.
Now, just look. But listen, we just want you to walk away from the rap community. Can you go beef with the soccer players or something? Go
if they change their lyrics. If I get every rapper that's rapping right now to write a Dear Mama song, I'll quit.
No, listen.
The longer they learn.
Why you not fucking with the Osley brothers? Fuck with them.
Ain't nobody ever done a drive-by kill. Now nigga listen to the Osley brothers. Ain't now nigga came home and kicked his bitch in his ass.
Hold on. Wait, yo, battery nigga.
And I asked, listen to Osley brother. Pimp, nigga got bitch got an ass whooped from listening to Pimp C. So no. I'm attacking rappers. They done had free reign to do with the destroying the community. Why y'all ain't got no problem with these? Smoking Tuka. Not one of you niggas had a goddamn thing to say. So fuck them niggas. I'm gonna eat their ass alive. Oh, and I got them crying and hollering. I got their kids crying and hollering. You goddamn right. I'm gonna eat them niggas ass a new asshole.
Oh, pause.
And I'm willing to die behind it. I want to die a martyr.
Listen. Okay, listen.
I'm going to be bigger than Nipsey Hussle when they kill me.
Listen. But I'm saying, you can't fuck with people peace. Like, just let them live.
They fuck with people peace when they come down the neighborhood with them loud-ass speakers. Boom, 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 boom. We're shaking the goddamn walls and shit. Who can disturb more peace than a rapping loud-mouth motherfucker? They say a dope in the neighborhood. They sit on the stairs. They see the woman coming up the stairs with the bags. They don't even get out the way. Who disturb more niggas than the niggas at the store? You getting out to go get you some goddamn cigarettes, and it's a nigga sitting right there hollering, talking about, I got that gas, cool. Nigga, I don't want to buy no weed from you. I ought to call the police on you, little ass, trying to solicit me to buy some weed from you. I'm just trying to go in the store to get something to drink, nigga. Fucking with me about what drugs you got on you. Who disturb more niggas than them niggas?
I mean, do you live in the projects?
No.
Well, why the fuck
are
you talking about it?
Well, I stop down there sometimes.
You ain't even in the projects no more. You complaining? You
ain't never lived up. I ain't never lived in the project.
So look. Okay, look. Me and you, let's go down the O block. Let's go to O block together.
With the same FBI agents that arrested the nigga that killed MPG.
No police.
You couldn't pay. You gotta give me $10 million, and I'm still going with the FBI.
I just want them to hear you out.
They hear me loud and clear. Believe me, I tell by the analytical data.
Look, no, I will make sure no weapons be pointed.
That nigga said I could tell by the analytical data. Nah, stop it, bro.
I want them to know. Let's me and you go to O Block.
With the FBI, with the same people that arrested the police and killed MPG Duck. Yeah, with the same, I want to go with the same police that arrested them niggas that killing FBG Duck and see how them niggas act.
All right. Well,
niggas is bad when it's niggas on niggas. I want to see how bad it is when it's niggas on police or niggas on white people. I want to see that first.
So how about you just start rapping?
I'm doing better than niggas yapping, just talking. I'm a new yapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm yapping, just yapping my motherfucking mouth away.
Well, I just wanted to put an end to it, but I guess it won't happen. So I just want to.
The Fulton County District Attorney's Office is putting an end to it.
All right, well, I appreciate you. Okay.
The nigga said,
"Yes, sir, my brother."
The Fulton County.
They just want me to stop. I want you niggas to stop rapping. How you rapping? See, I got these rapping niggas' ass in the headlock. It's just like this right here. I got these the rap niggas. Say daddy, say Mr. Daddy, say Mr. Daddy Charleston, I can't breathe, shut up, okay, let me go, nigga, you don't get to decide when I let you out this headlock, nigga, I got you in it.
Yo, laughing too much, So T.I. T.I. wasn't that happy that his, you know what I mean, his friends, his comrades, his comrades wasn't taken too seriously. What the hell?
This is the second time I've seen my family. And I've seen social media weaponized, used against us.
What's good, what's good, was him and Charles.
Quite a day yesterday. As I meditate and unpack circumstances, it dawns on me. It's the second time I've seen my family. Social media weaponized, used against us by the enemy. It's the second time. Both times, I watched the community have absolutely nothing to say on our behalf. I watched friends, or people who we say are friends, I watched people who we have donated our time, effort, energy, resources, and attention to look on as not just me, no, my family, my wife, my children, and the people that we go outside of our convenience. Out of our way to help.
T.I. talking too slow. Basically, he's saying that he mad at everybody for not standing up for his family while his son's getting attacked. This is one thing, you know, obviously, I'm not telling T.I. how to be a parent. I can't. Some of the commentary, and I won't say all, that's on his son is about his behavior publicly. You know what I mean? I think T.I. is just kind of like chalking this up like this is a whole attack on his family. I think they're almost trying to, at this point, like, you know, people like Charleston are extreme examples. They're trying to bully you into probably having a conversation with your son. You get what I mean? Now, granted, you could say, well, that's not their business, this and third. But then it comes back to, are certain people exempt when shit is happening in public? You know, if things happen in public, people are going to talk about it in public.
Whether it's calling.
Okay, all right, enough of this. Anyway, he also made another video. Let me see if I can find the other video. He made another video. Let me see the other video.
It's the last out.
Thank you to all the people who've been reaching out and showing love, support, respect for my family. I appreciate that. It don't go unnoticed. Thank you to Steven Jackson. Thank you to Minister Farrakhan. Thank you to the entire Nation of Islam. Thank you to my sister Hannah, my brother Clay, my brother KP, my brother Bear. Thank you to Director Deion Taylor. Thank you to Ronnie Jordan and the Ha Ha Mafia. Man, thank you to anybody like this. Like, bro, so I'm being attacked by the enemy. I'm being attacked by the enemy, and they using my weakness. You know what I'm saying? The weakness is social media. You know, somebody attack you on social media, it removes your ability to respond back to it because that only fans the flames and makes it, you know, but it is still an attack, okay? And this is not the first time that I've been attacked in this manner and couldn't say anything, couldn't do anything. And I just watched everybody sit and didn't say nothing. Thank you to Brother Kalanji. Thank you to Brother Kalanji. I reposted, you know, his comments. And so thank you, thank you. Thank you to the Water Boys. I appreciate y'all. So the hurt don't come from the enemy. You expect the enemy to attack. The hurt don't come from the enemy. The words of the enemy don't hurt me. The silence of the people that I've supported for 20 years, when they ain't got nothing. The silence of the community. Like, the way the community, or to watch the community participate, laugh, like, share, and have nothing to say on behalf of a family that has been there to support whatever was right, whatever cause was just and righteous. For over 20 years, we've been there. And just to watch nobody had nothing to say for someone who ain't did nothing for nobody but shuck and jive, that's hurtful. It was hurtful. And I understand I'm a person who's strong, and I understand that I'm a leader. I understand that I'm a celebrity. I understand heavy is the head of he who wears the crown. I do understand. I understand that most times people don't even understand. They don't even know when I need support. They can't see it with their eyes. I get that. But now I'm telling you, my hands being held behind my back, I'm in the middle of the street about to get kicked in the face. My family being threatened. Our children being threatened. What are the people who I've been standing up for 20 years gonna do on our behalf? All
right, people. All right. Enough, man. Yo, my dog just, he was sleeping before. He just woke up. All right, yo. Here's my whole takeaway. I don't know why rappers keep doing, oh, you see Pluto in the back? Look at him. Look at him right there. He's trying to get out. You hungry or something? What you want? Look at him. This big ass dog now, man. It's my boy, man. So, yo, here's my whole takeaway on the whole thing. Man, I don't know why people keep going back and forth with Charleston White. Y'all can't defeat Charleston White on social media. He's too funny. He's also, like, he's the gangster's kryptonite, okay? Because here's the thing. Everybody who talks gangster, at least the majority of them, especially if you're a millionaire, you're not going to crash out. And Charleston White going to put you in a position where you have to crash out to get the W, or you have to go to jail. Okay? You can't defeat Charleston White. All right? It just won't work. So what you got to do is you got to just give it up, man. You just got to either ignore him or, I don't know, just like, you know, kind of, it's no use even trying to play his game. So here's the thing. And I'm looking and thinking about how somebody like, you know, dog is acting up right now. All right, boy, I'm gonna bring you up. So what was I gonna say? Fuck, this nigga like got me off my lost my train of thought. No, so I think T.I. is gonna have to deal with some issues in the house sooner rather than later, because I don't think this is the first time. But even if you read the comments about, like, even his son, people are like, damn, why is son acting like a thug? Why this? Why that? People are going to have comments on T.I.'s son. You get me? Now, you see, the Reginae thing is much different. Reginae's a woman. You could say whatever, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, with women, you got to handle them with gloves. A dude who's over 18, this is a grown man, right? In the eyes of the law, there's going to be less people who feel, oh, that's T.I.'s son, so nobody could talk to him. Especially if you're doing grown man things like possibly getting in trouble. Now, I think a lot of people do fuck with T.I. and that's why they don't say nothing about it. But you're going to have people like Charleston White and other people who are going to comment on it. So I think T.I. has to realize that he's going to have to do something about that sooner than later, or else he's going to be in this position a lot where he's arguing with someone and asking that person to somehow respect him, when Charleston White don't respect T.I.'s catalog, his legacy, whatever he said he's done for the community. Charleston White don't know these guys. Charleston White's not a rapper. So whatever T.I. has thought he's done or accomplished in terms of, you know, equity that people should respect, Charleston White don't care about. And there's going to be other people that don't care about that either. So while your rap friends might not say nothing about it, these days, like, and by the way, I think T.I. started to try to cancel him. Apparently the 85 South show removed Charleston White's video, his interview, and also Funny Marco, the guy who was on Live With, removed the video. Apparently it was because of, he said some back, Charleston White said, it seemed like it was an admission almost, like, that he did some stuff, you know, that was illegal with women, right? And I don't know if that's the reason why those platforms are taking those videos off, those interviews, because granted, these interviews lasted, or yeah, these interviews existed after that video was it's been brought up a couple times. So, like, you know what I mean? I think he said he was trolling, right? But obviously, if you're admitting to a serious crime, it never seems like trolling. So it is what it is with that. Anyway, from what I've been hearing, there is a push to let platforms know if you're supporting or you're posting Charleston White, you are part of the problem, right? That's the new thing. So it's like, yo, let's tell every platform, don't fuck. Like, I mean, shit, T.I. reached out to me. And, you know, we already had our Reginae talk, but he hit me up saying he wanted to chop it up again. And I could tell what it was about. It's about Charleston White, probably. And probably just saying, yo, hey, we can't give a platform to this guy, whatever. I'm going to be honest. Yo, people find this nigga entertaining, bro. And again, like, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of rappers who do heinous things too, but if they drop a hot song, people gonna listen. So again, I don't know if that initiative or that push to try to silence Charleston White is gonna work, because niggas love to laugh and he's funny. You get what I mean? Now, do people stand on the same morals and principles that he does? Probably not, right? Like, shit, a lot of y'all probably would laugh at some of the stuff when he's talking about he's gonna be working for the police for free and he can't wait. Y'all probably wouldn't do that, right? But y'all are laughing because, like, it's hilarious. Also, Charleston White has said before that he's playing a character online. So it is what it is. I try not to have those moral judgments on people. And also, I don't act like their morals are my morals or whatever they say is law. I take it for entertainment value. Just like when rappers were used to spreading bad messages, I try to take that for entertainment value and move on. So it is what it is. Okay? All right, Jesus Christ, look at hell. So there is a push to cancel Charleston White at the moment. All right. What do y'all think about... Is it appropriate if I ask what y'all think about T.I.'s son? He seems very protective of it. I'm asking... okay, let's talk about T.I. rather than his son. Do you think T.I. feels an increased pressure to parent his son? Given the fact that these days when we think about T.I., we think about somebody who seems to be a leader, seems to be standing up for people who are either getting oppressed or just trying to just be a community activist in a sense. And when you see his son, you kind of look at him like, yo, it's like the preacher's child and the preacher's child is like a robber, or like, you know, when it's like a woman and it's like, yo, the preacher's daughter is smashing everybody. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of embarrassing a little bit to the overall message, just because you look at the person and be like, yo, if you can't get your own household to follow some of the ideals that you're also putting out there, how do you expect us to kind of adopt it? You get what I mean? Somebody says T.I. is a hypocrite. What do y'all think about this? You know, I think T.I. is using, he's using the path of, yo, don't talk about kids. You know, and again, anytime somebody uses that tagline, the first thing you got to ask is, how old is the children? And if you hear over 18, you got to be like, well, is that a child? Anyway. The other thing that we didn't really get to, and my dog kind of simmered. I know he want to go outside. He's getting restless. Yeah, you want to go outside.